Good morning. You're listening to Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. I'm Erin Fulton, and joining me this morning, I have Jeff Budd, Lily Perez, and Melinda McAdams all here to talk about some of the fun things that we have to look forward to here in these dark winter months. Thank you all for coming in this morning.
Thanks for having us.
So the first things first, Melinda, we'll start with you. You are producing the entertainment for this weekend,
yes.
The Winter Wonderland Grind. What do we have to look forward to on Saturday?
We have quite a few acts. The Winter Wonderland is our theme, so we'll see what they do. We have the Over 40 Knot Wind Flute Trio. We have Vern Culp and Paul Clements singing. We have the Mount Edgecombe Choir. We have Debbie Levesque and some, not all, of her violin students. We have students, 12 students from Sitka Studio of Dance. We have a cellist, Annika Krafcik. And Ellie Campbell is our MC. We're also going to do a video of The Bite Before Christmas. So Will Swagel wrote the book. It's a play on the night before Christmas, but done on boats. And
okay,
so he narrates, and Colin Herforth did the pictures. So they'll be on the screen.
So this is a local story and local animation.
Yes, I'm super excited.
So you said it's a play on the night before Christmas, but
yeah.
but Alaskified?
Yes.
Oh, awesome. I don't think I've ever seen videos at the Grind before. So that'll be a fun multimedia.
We do it sometimes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, excellent. So whole multimedia event. We've got music, dance, and local animation and storytelling all happening this weekend. So that is taking place at the Nakahiti.
Yes, at the Nakahiti. Tickets are $5. You can get them at Old Harbor Books and at the door, but we usually sell out, so we really recommend people buy them ahead of time.
Yeah, stop by sooner rather than later.
Yeah.
And it's Wednesday, so you have a couple days left. So doors will be at 6:30 and the fun will start at 7.
Yes.
Awesome. So for what we have coming up, we have obviously the Winter Wonderland Grind happening on Saturday, but we have more things coming up in the coming months. That's the wonderful thing about Sitka. Thankfully, there's so much to do. We can't get bored in all this darkness. Lily, you are taking over for the January Grind. What do we have looking forward to in the coming months in the new year?
Yeah, so the January Grind is going to be on the 11th, also at the Nakahiti House. And the theme for that one is going to be new beginnings. So, you know, you can interpret that as loosely as you'd like. But, you know, it's the new year, and I think it's the time to celebrate sort of turning the page or trying new things or appreciating changes in life. We're still looking for acts for that show. So if you're interested, you can reach out to me or Jeff or Melinda. It'll make its way to me.
Right.
And these acts can be anything. It can be telling jokes. It can be telling a story. It can be playing music or doing a scene from a play or, you know, anything that you feel can be performed in 5 to 8 minutes. We would like to showcase. So
yeah, the mottos for the Grind of being family friendly, non political, that all that fun stuff.
Yes,
awesome. Yeah. Well, cool. So have you? So you're fairly new to Sitka. You were an AmeriCorps volunteer.
Yeah, I'm an AmeriCorps. I moved here at the very beginning of August. I'm serving at the Fine Arts Camp, but I've been volunteering a little bit with the Grind throughout the past couple months. So
it's
been really fun to get to see and to get to know these people. So
awesome. And you get to see such an interesting cross-section of all the wonderful people who live here and all the hidden talents.
For sure.
This is one of the things that when I tell like different tourists or someone who is coming in during the summer months, like what makes Sitka unique, the monthly Grind is always something that I bring up of we have a community-wide monthly talent show, effectively. We pick a theme and people come out of the woodwork with the myriad things that they've squirreled away, that maybe they've a talent they've kept hidden or, you know, a passion project that they just want to keep sharing. It's so cool to have folks come out and share that with their neighbors. So
and it's really nice because it's like the friendliest audience ever.
Yeah.
I mean, if you're nervous about performing, the monthly Grind is the place to start because the audience is super supportive. Everybody loves seeing people up there. So if anybody is feeling hesitant, the January Grind would be a great place to start.
Yeah, and perfect for the theme, too, of new beginnings. If you're wanting to maybe
try something new.
Yeah, try something new. Step out of your comfort zone. That'd be the time to do it. So that's January, and Jeff, you've got the info for some of the things coming up in February.
February will be the annual Fiddle Grind, March will be the original grind. That one will be up at the Performing Arts mm-hmm. Center. And then in April, we're going to do one as well. And I think Melinda's going to produce that one.
Excellent. Yeah. And you've got...
So this is our 30th season, so it's fun.
Wow. That's pretty amazing for the 30th season. And you also were going to mention with February, not only the fiddle grind, but it's also going to be spelling
bee. Adult spelling bee. And so there's some really darn good... Usually it's the people, the AmeriCorps or the JVs seem to win for whatever reason, but we're getting that all started up. And there's $100 first prize and then second, third prizes. And it's mostly for fun. It's a fundraiser for the library.
Yeah, mostly for fun, but the cash prize really doesn't hurt.
No.
Does not hurt. And so, okay, so people have time now to start reading the books with the big words in them, try to refresh... that vocabulary list so they can be ready for the grind.
Study Latin.
Yeah. Oh goodness. Ooh. No. I don't know if I want $100 that much, Jeff, to study Latin. But you know, it's winter. Everyone needs a new project to work on. Maybe Latin's gonna be one of them. I wanted to go back quick, Melinda, to this coming Saturday for the Winter Wonderland grind. You mentioned also before we went on air that we're going to be honoring the Sitka Soup at this year's grind.
That's right. So Suzanne Portello and Hannah Portello Swagel have been doing the soup for a long time, and December was their last issue, so they're not doing it anymore. They're moving on to other things. They've been doing the arts guide now, so this is their last one. So we're just going to honor them on stage a little bit and thank them for all their work. And then, of course, husband and dad, Will Swagel, is the guy who wrote The Bite Before Christmas.
Oh, perfect. So show some of his work, and then, yeah, definitely give them some time and a big round of applause for
Absolutely.
All the great advertising and information that the Sitka Soup has provided for, gosh, I don't even know how many years now.
It's been a long time.
Been quite a long time. Well, great. That's a lot of things happening all in one grind. That's like a lot of great honoring that'll be happening. And goodness. Yeah, anything else that's coming up on the docket? Jeff, you said you've got...
I have one.
Yeah.
So the wearable arts deadline is... Friday.
Yes, this
so
Friday.
So anyone who wants to sign up can reach out. Jeff and I can get them to the right place. But they need participants or it could be canceled. So we want people to sign up.
Yeah. But it sounds like when Bobby Jordan was in, they've got some designers signed up, but there's always more people that they'll need. So, yeah, this is a great time. We're getting into the holiday season. Maybe you've got some time on your hands with school breaks or work breaks coming up. Might as well spend it doing something creative for yourself.
Great.
So sharing stuff with your community when it comes to the monthly grind, or sharing things when it comes to strutting some new creation on stage for the Wearable Arts Show. Awesome. Lots of opportunities to get out and be creative and share things with your community. Well, thank you all for coming in this morning, Jeff, Lily, and Melinda, and for your work in producing all the fun things that make Sitka a fun place to live, even in these darker winter months. The Winter Wonderland Grind happening this Saturday, December 14th at the Nakahiti. Tickets are $5 at Old Harbor Books. Better try to buy them now. They do sell out. Doors will be at 6:30 and the show starts at 7. Thank you all for coming in this morning.
Thank you.
Thank you
for having us.